Three brown bear cubs orphaned last summer in Sitka have a new home in New York City. The Bronx Zoo last week displayed Sitka, Coots, and Denali to the public for the first time. A fourth orphaned cub from Montana shares an adjacent habitat and will join the Alaska Bears once they all get to know each other. The zoo's parent organization, the Wildlife Conservation Society, hopes these new urban bears help spread the message about protecting wild habitat. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The final destination of the Sitka cubs has been under wraps ever since last October, when three large empty crates labeled Bronx Zoo arrived at the Sitka airport. Well, so much for secrecy. The bears were safely shipped cross-country, quarantined for disease and parasites, and slowly introduced to their new home in the heart of one of the country's busiest metropolitan areas. Sitka, Coots, and Denali apparently have adjusted, and now it's time to roll cameras. This is from television station New York One.
Well, the Bronx Zoo gets some furry new residents. Four orphan cubs are now part of the zoo's family. The Wildlife Conservation Society says three of the cubs are brown bear siblings rescued by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
I'm just so excited. I'm so excited for the Bronx Zoo to have the opportunity to have those cubs.
Christine Fenwick is the former bear supervisor at Fortress of the Bear in Sitka, the nonprofit organization which assisted the Department of Fish and Game and the Bronx Zoo in the transfer of the cubs.
And the Bronx Zoo is an amazing facility. I have connections with some of the keepers that work closely with that facility, and I know they're getting some of the best care that they could possibly get in a captive facility.
The bears live in an exhibit about three-quarters of an acre in size, with boulders, pools, and a flowing stream. Glacier, the Montana cub, is right next door, but he is a year older, and zoo officials are going to let the Alaska cubs catch up in size before everyone shares the same space. Pat Thomas is the general curator at the Bronx Zoo. He says the bears were given plenty of time to get used to their new home before their official coming out.
We let the bears tell us how long it'll take them to be comfortable in the exhibit. And initially we do it when the zoo's not open, so they don't have to deal with distractions from the public. It's a lot more quiet. And just over time, we gradually increase the amount of time they spend on exhibit. And when they're ready, we debut them to the public.
The Wildlife Conservation Society operates five facilities. In addition to the Bronx Zoo, there's the Central and Prospect Park Zoos, the Queens Zoo, and the New York Aquarium. The bears could live into their late teens. During their brief captivity in Sitka, the Fortress of the Bear combed grocery stores for leftover produce to feed them. Thomas says the Bronx Zoo has a longer-term strategy for feeding animals that could eventually weigh in at over 1,000 pounds.
Believe it or not, there are companies that make bear chow the way companies make dog chow. So there's an omnivore pellet that provides most of the nutrients that bears need, and it's something that they find very tasty. And then we supplement that diet with fruits and vegetables and fish.
Sitka, Coots, and Denali were captured last August by the Department of Fish and Game after their mother disappeared. She and her four cubs at the time had spent most of the summer enjoying the lush berry crop and raiding garbage cans in Sitka neighborhoods. The sow's carcass was later found and necropsied. She had been fatally wounded by the rubber projectiles fired by law enforcement officers to haze her out of populated areas. The fourth cub died in the rescue attempt. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.